What's up, football fans? Welcome back. We are running out of these things. It's kind of depressing, but here we are getting ready for championship, conference championship weekend. I'm Jeff Hartman, joined by Wesley Coleman to talk about all the upcoming games. Wesley, what's going on?
Man, I'm great. We actually had great football games this last week.
Yes, we did.
Versus the week before, where it was like some of these teams don't belong here.
But
great games this last week. Really entertaining, and not a lot of scores covering the spread, or at least they're being close.
No, because even though the Ravens score, the final score looks like a blowout, that was close in the first half. Like, that was still a tight game.
I mean, it was tied at halftime.
Yeah, and then the second half, the Ravens came out and they settled in, and the rust got knocked off and they were fine. So we're getting ready for Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, 49ers. You'll get the Lions and 49ers in a separate podcast, but here we're talking about the AFC Championship game. It is the early game, which I like. I'm an AFC guy. I'd like to get that game over with. I don't like staying up late for anything. So it's 3 p.m. Eastern time on CBS. The Baltimore Ravens spotting the Chiefs 3.5 points. Wesley, before we even talk about the game itself, what do you think about that line?
Well, I've seen it anywhere between 3.5 and 5.5.
Really?
Which is, I don't know what's going. Is there like a Patrick Mahomes like disrespect a little bit going on? Just first of all, Patrick Mahomes has been a starter for 6 years in the NFL.
Yeah,
this is his sixth AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last few years, he's either lost an important coach or an important player, and continues to win. Yeah. And besides Travis Kelce, I don't know if they have a good player on their offense. And he continues to win. He was not favored last week in Buffalo, his first ever road game in the playoffs. I think it should be closer if we're going to, like, I mean, I know it's the Ravens and they've been kind of dominating teams and all, but it's really tough.
Chiefs getting 5.5. I am taking the points and running to the window to get my bet in on time, as if we don't need to do that from the comfort of our homes anymore. But still, the Chiefs, they're kind of like Dracula, right? Like, you think they're dead. You think you got them, but you really got to drive that stake home. And maybe it's a silver bullet, I don't know. But like you said, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, I don't think Andy Reid gets enough credit. And that's crazy to consider. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. This dude's been to 11 conference championship games between two organizations. Like, that's remarkable. You can say what you want about coaches that are already in the Hall of Fame. Bill Cowher, I'll give you an example, Steeler guy. Bill Cowher didn't make it to 11 conference championships. He made it to a bunch, but not that many. That's insane. I think Andy Reid deserves some love, so I'm going to give him some love. You agree or disagree?
Yeah, I mean, one, has Andy Reid ever had a losing season in the NFL? I just want, I know that that's really important to you.
As far as Mike Tomlin has, and I don't know if
Mike Tomlin has not.
That's breaking news, by the way.
No, incredible job by Andy Reid. And I guess, you know, somebody who isn't the big loud mouth that's pushing himself, and he's not the typical head coach that's so, I don't want to say boisterous,
yeah,
even though he looks like Santa Claus. No, I mean, he doesn't have that attitude that you're out there hearing from him all the time, but it's remarkable what he's done. Like you said, with two different organizations, because he was with the Eagles and had a lot of success with them. And there's also, you know, the two big rumors coming out is that this could be Andy Reid's last season.
Yeah.
There's already retirement rumors, and now we're getting the Travis Kelce retirement rumors of, like, if him and his brother are both retiring after this year. I guess he maybe wants to be a stagehand, traveling the world, setting up speakers. I mean, I don't know how much that changes. I mean, Patrick Mahomes loses somebody every year. If he loses both of them, is that finally the silver bullet that makes them, like, not be able to keep winning?
Yeah, I forgot about the Travis Kelce rumors, because I know that earlier in the year he was on his podcast with his brother and he was just saying how he's just sick of being in pain, you know, like, yep, the knee or the back or the shoulder, whatever it is. He goes, I'm just, it kind of runs its course. You heard the same from Rob Gronkowski when he was playing in the league. And Rob Gronkowski was a way more physical player than Travis Kelce. He was in line blocking a lot more than Kelce does. But it's going to be interesting to see how this season plays out in terms of, where do the Chiefs go? Do they get to the Super Bowl? Does that have an impact on these players and coaches' future? But the Ravens are still an upper echelon team in every sense of the word. everyone loves to talk about Lamar Jackson, and they'll bring up Odell Beckham and Zay Flowers, and the thought of Mark Andrews coming back is really, really intriguing from a football fan perspective. But no one, I guess maybe I'm just not hearing it. I hear about it here in Maryland. That defense is really freaking good. Like, really good. Like, Roquan Smith brought a different edge to that defense that they did not have since Ray Lewis was there. And I'm not comparing the two, but from an edge perspective, yes, I think that the Ravens defense is up to the task. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, and them getting Roquan Smith, I thought was such an unfair thing. And here we are talking about a Texans team that put 45 points up the week before against the Browns defense, which was the best defense in football,
supposedly.
And the Ravens were number two. Yeah. I mean, it's so pretty interesting that this is what the Ravens did. And again, we're not commenting on the game was closer than the score, but the Texans still only scored 10.
Yeah.
So it's not about that. It's what,
and their touchdown was a punt return. It wasn't even
a long punt return.
Yeah. So it wasn't even like CJ Stroud drove down and scored a touchdown. Like, even in garbage time, that didn't happen.
Yeah, they kicked a field goal. Is their only? I mean, it's pretty crazy. And you know, I mean, we're talking about the Ravens. You got to give some credit to Jim Harbaugh, who, if we just want to maybe say that Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson are not similar quarterbacks,
just a little
and
bit.
He has ushered his way through taking Joe Flacco to Super Bowls to now taking potentially Lamar Jackson to Super Bowls. Talk about a very, very big change in the offensive system that you're having to run. And he stayed consistent with his defenses that he's put together. Pretty amazing for the coaching job that Jim Harbaugh has done as well.
Let me say this about Harbaugh, which he makes me puke.
This is tough for you.
Yes,
I know
it is. It's extremely this is so difficult. He makes me want to vomit. I can't stand the guy. We have nicknames for him in the Steelers fan base, but the dude's got some stones, if you know what I mean. Because a couple years ago, when everything was still really good, like, their offense was running the ball at a clip that no one had ever seen in the modern era. And Greg Roman was the offensive coordinator, and Wink Martindale was the defensive coordinator. Everyone's like, they're going to run it back, and they're going to be good because Lamar will be healthy. And what did he do? Fired them both. He got rid of them both, brings in Todd Monken. They bring in, I forget the new defensive coordinator's name. He's getting a lot of head coaching looks right now. But it was a gutsy move, and it almost felt like Harbaugh knew, I'm not going to get there with these guys, so I need to make a change. And it's going to be ridiculed, and people are going to be against it, and they might not understand it until they see the results, and they're seeing the results right now. So kudos to him. I got to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, it's incredible. And then also, I mean, he's the Ravens organization, the way they navigated the Lamar Jackson situation and contract, that's tough for both sides, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And him not having an agent and them not really having anybody that a lawyer to talk to. But to make that all work out and Lamar Jackson to come back, and it's crazy. He's all of a sudden healthy for a whole year once he gets that contract. But the fact that they navigated and are here one game away from the Super Bowl, this is a year ago. They didn't know if Lamar Jackson was going to walk out the door, demand to be traded. He was open and apparently calling all other teams saying that he was essentially a free agent, or somebody sort of associated with him that kind of knows him was calling everybody in the league, whatever that was. And here
you see Lamar like sitting on his couch picking up. Okay, I need to call. Yeah. Who am I calling now? The Panthers. Okay, hold on. The Carolina Panthers. Hello. Yes, this is Lamar Jackson. Okay, sure. Okay. I'm his agent.
But pretty crazy. How they navigated that to be, you know, again, one game from the Super Bowl.
All right, let's talk about this game, because this is going to be a game that is obviously going to be played in Baltimore. Weather this weekend, supposed to be pretty decent.
Yeah, 49 degrees.
Yeah, it's not going to be frigid. It's going to be really, I think it's going to be actually pretty warm, like you said, 49. This is going to be a tough game to predict. Let's not even talk spread. Let's talk straight up. How do you see this game playing out? Who do you see punching their ticket today? Now, this is who do you predict, not who do you want. We'll get to that second question later. Who do you predict is going to win this game?
I do think that this is a tough ask for the Chiefs to go on the road again and do this. I think it'd be stupid to just dismiss them. We're not talking about the spread here, though. I think it's a really close game. And two great field goal kickers. This is a game that I think is going to come down to someone kicking a 45 plus yard field goal at the end of the game. And I just think that when it comes down to somebody getting a stop, the Ravens have more tools on defense to end up with getting a big stop.
Yeah, sadly, I agree. It's okay. It's all right. I actually see the Ravens winning this game as well. They're at home. I think that matters. People don't give M&T Bank credit for being a tough place to play. You know, when they talk about the loud stadiums, it's never brought up. They talk about what's going on in Seattle. They'll talk about the domes, obviously. Tough place to play. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are using their smoke and mirrors as they always do. I just don't know against this defense that they'll be able to get it done. If they're going to win, the Chiefs, they have to do exactly what they did against Buffalo, and that was they didn't win the time of possession battle. They had big plays. Nope. They moved the ball in chunks, and that's how you have to beat the Ravens, unless you're going to beat the Ravens at their own game, and not many teams can do that. Patrick Mahomes is also going to have to run the ball. So in that respect, what did we say last week? That if Josh Allen rushed for 70, they would win. I don't think he did rush for 70, did he?
He ended up running for 72, so we were wrong. Ooh.
So we were close, and some people would say that they should have won, but still, that's the side of the point. Patrick Mahomes, I would say if Patrick Mahomes rushes for over 40, I think the Chiefs win. And if Isaiah Pacheco goes for over 100, that means 140 total between the two. I think the Chiefs win and punch their ticket. I just don't think they get it done.
And those two players, Patrick Mahomes last week ran for 19 yards and Isaac Pacheco ran for 97. They did get an unexpected 31 yards from LSU great Clyde Edwards-Helaire on just two carries, which kind of would put them over 140 yards rushing against the Bills. This was too, again, I just want to say this, Kansas City Chiefs defense, they held the Bills to 186 yards passing.
Yeah.
Sort of, because the Bills receivers dropping balls in their hands also held the Bills to under 200 yards passing.
One in particular.
Man. Like, that guy was the best in the league 3 years ago.
Paid a lot of
money. Still not old.
No, he's not.
Like, I mean, yeah, there's something. I get it. We've been hearing things about Stephon Diggs, but like, he's a young guy that was the third leading receiver on this team this year. And I get he caught 1,100 yards, but he's not the same guy. It's crazy. But the Chiefs defense still did a good job with the Bills for high explosive offense. So,
yeah. Okay. So we both think the Ravens are the prediction to win the game and punch their ticket to the Super Bowl. But who do you want to win? What would be the best team and what would be maybe the best matchup that you think? We're not going to get into too heavy in the NFC side. We'll do that on the NFC podcast. But in terms of who do you want to win, which team?
Well, let me ask you this. Is there a combination of teams where I could get a halftime show of Taylor Swift and Eminem? Like, is there, could it just Usher, be the number one fan?
Usher's not allowing that.
Like, Usher can be a background dancer, but can I just get Taylor Swift and Eminem, the duo, so I can get the Lions and the Chiefs going here. You know, I'll say this. So, this is overthinking it. So, I have a little bit of Chiefs fatigue. I think that everybody's probably getting some Chiefs fatigue. Like, they win a lot. But I think that maybe the best way to getting over the Chiefs fatigue is for the Chiefs to make one more Super Bowl. I think they make this Super Bowl, and we might have the Reed and Kelce retirements. So, for that scenario, I'm going to, also the Saints traded up in the first round to draft Marcus Davenport in the same draft where Lamar Jackson was picked at the end of the first round. So another just stupid Saints move and with draft history. So I'm not really particularly interested in continuing to watch him be incredible.
I'm with you with the Chiefs just because I hate the Ravens. I do not want to tolerate these freaking people in this state. There are a lot of Steeler fans in my area, but still the purple that I've seen all over the place, the grocery store, you're going everywhere. Oh, gosh, it makes me want to vomit. So I'm going to pull for the Chiefs. We'll see what happens. All right, Wesley, real quick, while we end this podcast, tell them where they can find you on social media and where they can get your Saints coverage before we head over to the NFC side.
Yeah, you can find the Dome Patrol podcast. You can search Dome Patrol podcast on any of your podcast listening apps. You can also find us on X or at Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And you can find me at WhoDatWesley13.
All right, great. If you want Pittsburgh Steelers coverage, you can find me on the Steel Curtain Network. And you can find me on Twitter and X at @JHartman, @HARTMAN_PIT. Folks, stay tuned. We'll have the FC podcast coming right up.